Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with the Jewish heart. Made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. And this one new man is getting ready to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah. Her name is Deborah Shambora. I'm speaking to her by way of telephone at her home in Gilbert, Arizona, a city outside of Phoenix. And what happened to Deborah should not happen to anyone. A horse went meshuggah and started trampling her. No logical explanation, and literally crushed her major organs, and just her body was a mess. She ended up dying, but God's timing was, it wasn't her time, sent her back, and eventually her body healed up, but they never even found out she had a problem, that her cornea was completely crushed and ruptured, and so she had to have stitches. I couldn't believe that. What was it? What did you tell me? 65 stitches or something?
About 65 stitches with the it was a cornea transplant.
Mm-hmm. Ah, and you only did it on one eye, and eventually it healed up, and you put a contact lens on it so you could see a little bit, but then you went to Africa, and a man with a healing ministry prayed for you to be physically healed. You were not physically healed, but something happened in the spirit, and all of a sudden, it's as if you had spiritual vision. You could see what was going on in the invisible world. On yesterday's broadcast, you could see the evil, and you could see the good. When you press in and ask God to show you, like, for instance, if you're praying for someone's health, sometimes you can, not sometimes, I guess every time, you can see, if you're pressing in, what is going on in that person's life. Do you always tell the people what's going on?
No, sometimes I tell if the Lord says to tell. I would be, let's say someone asked me to come and pray for their back. And when I go and I start praying for their back because they're having back pain, I see their heart instead of their back, and their heart has a big tear in it. That's what it looks like to me. So I will then say to them, well, the Lord knows about your back, but he wants to deal with your heart first, and that there's a wounding in your heart that's causing you to not be able to be at peace, and God wants this for you, so we need to take care of your heart issue first, and then God will take care of your healing. And usually they just start to cry, and they start talking about what it was that was wounded in their heart, and we deal with that issue. And then if after that, then I see that the Lord wants to heal, then I'll start praying for the physical healing to go with that.
You know, you told me something that is so amazing to me, Deborah, that you, since you see in the spirit realm, you almost are like an actor on a stage. You see the angels, you know what they're up to by the way they're dressed, etc., and then you just speak out loud what you see going on in the spirit.
Right.
Can you give me an example?
It's not me at all. I can just, again, see someone's heart, and I also say, Lord, is this something you want me to share with that person, or is this something that you want me to keep quiet? I'm just a servant of the Lord. I don't think what I have is anything so spectacular. I think everyone, God wants everyone to be able to see in the spirit realm. We're citizens of heaven. We're eternal citizens from the moment that we're saved, and so why wouldn't we be able to see, hear, sense, feel in the realm that is our natural realm, which is the spirit realm.
Well, what I meant is sometimes you see what the angels are about ready to do, and you actually release them through your words.
Mm-hmm. They sometimes come with big jars. They look like pitchers, and they're filled with an anointing. So I know that could be a healing anointing, but it also could be anointing for service or for a spiritual gift. It could be an anointing for promotion in the spirit realm. And So I will partner with that angel in order to release that particular anointing on the person that it's supposed to be released with.
You know, in Scripture, it talks about the angels move on our words. Have you seen that happen?
Angels will only obey the Lord, but they will come down, and if you are the authority in that meeting, then you have the authority to release them to do what they've come to do. I can't just call an angel and say, come and bring this. That's for the Lord to do. God does that. He sends his angels. But when they come, I can partner with them to do what they're supposed to do. And they need me to partner with them. God doesn't do things on this earth unless people partner with him. That's our free will. He's given that to us. So the angels aren't going to come and do anything unless we will partner with them.
So are you telling me that if you really press in, you have insight into anyone you meet?
Generally, yes, although I don't press into everyone, so I can't say everyone.
And what do you mean by press in, by the way?
What I mean is I'm a person who has a body, I have a mind, I have emotions, I have all of these things, but I also am a spirit. And about 15 years ago, the Lord said, you need to change the way you think, and you need to think as if you are a spirit that just happens to have a body and a mind and emotions for this period of time. Instead of thinking, I am a body and emotions and a mind, but everything goes through that first. So it's a transition into being that in the spirit realm more than you are in the natural. Obviously, these are things that are very hard to describe with words.
No, you're doing a pretty good job. Tell me about the time you went to West Africa last year and you were interceding and you noticed a gentleman came and sat next to you. Tell me about that.
I was assigned by the Lord and by the people that I was with to do intercession for that particular service. And it was our team was sitting in the front row of this very large African church. There were about 4,000 people, I think, there. It was the largest church in that country. And no one else was sitting with us. All of a sudden, I noticed that there was an African gentleman sitting to my right. And when I looked at him, he looked at me and he spoke to me in perfect English. The English, not perfect English, English that I would understand, that American English, United States English, which was very unusual. And he said to me, you can go anywhere in the heavenlies that you want to go. And I was so involved in intercession, I just said, okay, thanks. And I kept praying throughout the rest of the service and didn't really process what he was saying. At the end of the service, I looked at him and he said it again, the same way, you can go anywhere in the heavenlies that you choose to go. You have open access. And all of a sudden, I realized that it felt like it was an angel manifesting as a man. It looked like a man, but it was an angel. So I grabbed hold of my daughter and I said, take a picture of me with this man. And he was gone after that. I mean, she took the picture, and then all of a sudden, he was gone. I was going to ask somebody, who is this? And nobody seems to know who that particular person was.
Well, more important than that, assuming that was an angel and that was a true word, were you able to go to heaven?
Yes.
how long did it wait until it happened?
Actually, I had been in places in the heavenlies before that, but this was this total access pass, if you will, and I don't mean to name it something that's silly, but this total access path meant that anytime I wanted to go into the heavenlies rather than when God moved me there. I had been in the heavenlies before, but it was when God took me there in deep and intense intercession. Now I can go into that intercession and prayer and walk into the heavenlies with his blessing anytime I choose to. I don't know if that makes sense.
It sounds wonderful to me, but let me ask you this. What do you accomplish when you go into the heavenlies? What's going on? Why is it beneficial?
If I go into the throne room, I can sit at the feet of the Father and just worship and just be in his presence and love him. And if I go elsewhere, I can actually pray in the heavenlies for what God wants to happen on the earth. And sometimes I can look down and see the earth and see certain things that he's highlighting that then I make that my prayer focus. For me, the whole reason to go into the heavenlies is to do what Jesus is doing there now and has been doing for the last 2,000 years, and that's to intercede.
You pretty much have spent your life being hidden, but God has been telling you lately that it's time for you to go to the next point. And just out of curiosity, you have a house congregation in your house. Are you the only one that goes to the heavenlies and has these visions, or do others in your house group?
Others can see in the spirit, not as openly. Some people can sense in the spirit, where they sense an angel is there by senses in maybe a hot, something hot on the side of their face or a tingling. Some people can see certain things. Everyone is at a different...
But you know what? The main thing is that everyone in your group is hungry for greater intimacy with God.
Yes.
And hungry not to be a spectator, but to be a participant and really have mishpacha. That's a Hebrew word that means family. And that's what God intended for the church. That's why we've put together the best mentoring tools that over the last 25 plus years that I found in every area to prepare you for the next move of God's Spirit. The best book I found on prophecy, the best book on healing, how to start a soaking room, the best DVD on starting a house congregation, the best on understanding the Jewish roots of your faith, on understanding the one new man congregation that's coming on planet Earth, and we have soaking CDs by unknown people. We put it all together, we call it a one new man kit, and I literally believe I could give you this kit and parachute you anywhere in the world, and you could start a vibrant house congregation that God shows up. We're making it available for a donation of $100. If you bought the items individually, it'd be over $170. Call or write today for the One New Man Kit. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpacha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order only line 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.